Penguin Random House Audio presents Another Day by David Levithan. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Chapter 1. I watch his car as it pulls into the parking lot. I watch him get out of it. I am in the corner of his eye, moving toward its center. But he isn't looking for me. He's heading into school without noticing I'm right here. I could call out for him, but he doesn't like that. He says it's something needy girls do, always calling out to their boyfriends. It hurts that I can be so full of him while he's so empty of me. I wonder if last night is the reason he isn't looking for me. I wonder if our fight is still happening. Like most of our fights, it's about something stupid, with other non-stupid things right underneath. All I did was ask him if he wanted to go to Steve's party on Saturday. That was it. And he asked me why, on Sunday night, I was already asking him about Saturday. He said, I'm always doing this, trying to pin him down, as if he won't want to be with me if I don't ask him about it months ahead of time. I told him it wasn't my fault he's always afraid of plans, afraid of figuring out what's next. Mistake. Calling him afraid was a big mistake. That's probably the only word he heard.
You have no idea what you're talking about, he said.
I was talking about a party at Steve's house on Saturday, I told him, my voice way too upset for either of us. That's all. But that's not all. Justin loves me and hates me as much as I love him and hate him. I know that.